huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge.
I stand for self-investment and education. So what do you stand for and what do you stand against? Okay, right. Now, let's just do a test here. Again, I am asking you to comment a lot. Yes, I want to keep you engaged, but I'm going to develop my talk according to your feedback. I'm going to do more of or less of what you want more of or less of. So I'm like an AI, machine learning. I'm actually a robot. I'm actually a hologram. I am AI machine learning as you comment. All right, great. So I have a question. Does anyone have any concerns about putting themselves out on social media, being judged, having critics, having trolls, getting hate, you know, what your identity is, what you're known for, all of that? Give me a yes if you've got some concerns around that or you'd like some help with that. Okay, any of that, who you should be, how much of yourself you should show, all of that, privacy, critics, hate, jealousy, envy, security. Some people are like, yeah, all of that. All right, cool. So there's quite a lot of yeses there. Some people don't want to share too much because of that. But okay, right. In that case, I'll spend 5 minutes on this. I could have done anywhere from 2 to 10. I'll spend 5. I believe the best way to approach social media is to model the strategies and tactics of those who are viral and who have great following on social media, but you must be yourself. No point trying to be Gary Vee. No point trying to be Tony Robbins or whoever else is massive on social media. No point. Sure way to fail. Be yourself because you're not a puppet. Oh, but Rob, I'm just sort of pretty technical and analytical. And great, you should be you. You should be technical and analytical. I'm not. So, you know, was one person that says, oh, this setup's not really that professional. Well, I think it is. But I'm in and out of presentations, doing tests. I'm not technical. I'll just show you and share my screens. Some of it is pre-prepared, presentations like this. Some of it is just ad hoc because that is my style. I'm more organic, more natural. And if I got myself in the box and did a really, really professional presentation, and I did loads of slides and loads of design, and I'm not allowed to go off script and I must stick to it, I'd hate it. You're not a puppet. You are you. However, you must learn the systems that make great content creators. And I'm going to share those with you. I've actually got 22 models of content I'm going to share with you in a moment. The next thing is what you're passionate about. You need to find it and amplify it through social media. I love business. I love entrepreneurship. I love social media. I love a good rant. I love a bit of fashion, although clearly you can see I need a bit of advice. I love a bit of music and vinyl. I love a good debate. You know, I love podcasts. I broke the world record for the longest public speech. I love speaking. Great. That's what I love. Amplify it. There's a lot I don't love, and there's a lot of forms of social media that I don't love, and I tend not to make that my flow. All right. Next then. So you've got being yourself, sharing your passions. The next thing is honor your skills. So you are both really good at some things and really bad at some things. And you should honor and amplify them both. Like I open straight up, I'm not techie. I open straight up about that. Sorry if you wanted a really slick professional presentation with loads of music coming in and multiple camera angles and, you know, okay, cool. Do that for an AV guy. I'm a content guy. So content and inflow and, you know, what I've learned over 15 years that actually works. I've done more than 150 million in information-based sales. I've done thousands of public speeches. I don't know how many thousands of pieces of content and lives I've done. Most of it is quite raw. It's ranty. It's shouty. I'm in your face. Because the other thing that I want to do is do a talk for 2 days to you like this, because this is totally not my style. And if I just did this for two days, it's going to absolutely kill me and kill you. But some people don't like my rantiness and how much I'm in their face. That's fine. They can fuck off. They can log off and fuck off, and that's okay. Hey, look, we'll still be friends, or we won't. It doesn't matter. But I'm not going to change who I am for the one person out of the hundreds who love my style and my flavor. Now, why am I saying this? Because it is so freaking liberating to be yourself. It's so freaking liberating to say, I'm really good at this, and people love you for that. I'm really shit at this, and people love you for that. And that's what creates a brand. What creates a brand is, I know Rob for being great at that, and I know Rob for being terrible at that. You know, Richard Branson up in space, fun, free, not technical, not specific, not analytical. He's, you know, very strategic, big picture thinker, no detail. We don't love him for his analytical detail. We love him for his fun, his vision. We love Grant for his 10X, go big or go home. We love Gary for his direct, blunt rants. So this is what we love people for. And we hate them for it too. And by the way, if you have the courage to be disliked and be hated for who you are, that is the ultimate freedom. Would you like the ultimate freedom? Would you like the gift from me of the ultimate freedom in life? It is to have the courage to be disliked and to be yourself anyway and to put yourself out into the world. The next thing is, what do you stand for and what do you stand against? I stand for disruption, innovation, creativity, resourcefulness, self-education. I was saying to someone in my team who had a client, and the client was about going to invest about 40 grand in a program. And I said that I fundamentally believe that investing 40 grand in one of my programs is better investment than buying a 40 grand car. And this person was like, whoa. Okay, well, you know, you need a car from get to A to get from A to B. No, you don't. You can get the train, you can walk, you can ride your bike, or you can get a 500 pound car. But a program with me that's 40 grand, it's a big level program. It's someone, this person who's doing it is at 3.5 million turnover. I'll get them to 6. So then would you invest 40 grand to go from 3.5 million to 6 million turnover? Give me a yes in the comments if you would. Would you invest 40 grand to go from 3.5 million to 6 million turnover? Okay, hopefully you would if you had it. And if you were guaranteed it, give me a yes if you go and find it. You'd hustle, you'd be resourceful, you'd be creative, you'd be innovative, you'd borrow it. You know, if you were guaranteed, all right, you had to work and it took time, but you were guaranteed, of course, it would be a given. So why the fuck is it that people will take 40 grand and put it into a Mercedes and that is worth 15 grand in 5 years? Why would they do that? If I said to you, I've got a way for you to lose 25 grand in 5 years, but don't worry, you can get from A to B, would you do it? No, you wouldn't. But people across the planet, they do. So I stand against that. I stand for self-investment and education, etc. So what do you stand for? And what do you stand against? Okay, next then, what's your personality? What's your quirks? Exaggerate it, repeat it, and make it your brand. I think that's really important. So that is how to model the best, but be yourself. That is how to express yourself truly and freely on social media. And if you can do that, which basically is honoring you and creating a brand out of you and have the courage to be disliked and criticized and everything else, you're going to be massive on social media. Massive on social media. Give me a yes if you'd love to be massive on social media. Give me a yes in the comments. Let's have it.
Hey, it's Rob again, and I need to own up to something. Entrepreneurs don't celebrate enough. I bet you don't. I know I don't. And we went through the 5-year anniversary of the Disruptive Entrepreneur, which is a massive achievement. And the 600th episode, which again, how many podcasts have done 600 episodes? And we didn't even celebrate. So I want to celebrate the 600th episode and the 5-year anniversary with you. We have something new and special that I think you're going to love. Now, many of you who listen, you're on my Facebook supporter program. You get 10 pieces of content with me as a bonus over and above what the general public get. We have supporter-only meetups, socials, dinners. I do Ask Me Anythings every sort of 2 weeks or so live. We do Make Cash and social media challenges. You get discounts at... You get to come to events and you get premium ticket upgrades and so much more. But what I've done to celebrate the 5-year anniversary, the 600th episode, is actually created a decentralized platform called rob.team. Many of you don't use Facebook. We're in a more modern decentralized age now. So if you go right now to rob.team, www.rob.team, you can join my supporter and rob.team program. You can choose whether you enroll on Facebook or the non-native decentralized platform that I've built specially for you. And for just £5 or $5 a month, cancel anytime. You get 10 premium pieces of content from me you don't get anywhere else, deep dive content. You get supporter and team only meetups, socials and dinners throughout the year. A 2-weekly Ask Me Anything Live that I don't do in any public situation anymore. We do 7-day challenges about 5 times a year, make cash challenges, social media challenges. You get premium ticket upgrades, special discounts. I have 3 Facebook account managers. We often have Zoom meetings with them and then we update you sort of from the horse's mouth live what they shared with us. Whenever we do events and webinars, we never do replays or recordings. But as a supporter and team member, you get those free. You get an extra 10% discount off any of my trainings. And get this, if you're one of the first 60, I can't do 600, you'll see why. Then I'm actually going to do a 15-minute one-to-one personal call with you. And if you're one of the first 256, I've just set up a brand new Rob.team WhatsApp group where you'll get my mobile number and, you know, we can share strategies and tactics together. So go right now to www.rob.team. That's www.rob.team. First 50, get a 15-minute one-to-one call with me. I'm going to do that after your first month subscription. And, you know, it's going to take me a bit of time to do that, but I'll do it. I'm a man of my word. And the first 256, you get into the Rob.team supporters only WhatsApp group. There's loads of bonuses in there. This program has been running for 2 years. My 6-stage, 7-figure launch formula, which was a paid-for course, it's in there. How to write a best-selling book course is in there. PAVA and social media manager and brand manager documents and job descriptions are in there. Marketing KPIs documents are in there. How to dramatically increase your fees. The book I'm writing, the up-to-date version is in there. There's so much content. It's only £5 or $5 a month. And I'm adding this new platform, Rob.team, to celebrate the 5th year anniversary and the 600 episodes. And first 60, 15-minute one-to-one call with me. First 256, get into the exclusive WhatsApp group. So be quick, go now, because we have millions of subscribers and downloads and views a week now for the Disruptive Entrepreneur Show across all platforms. So see you there at www.rob.team. Go now.